yes. How good it is to be together again, to sink into this embrace. I am as much in your embrace as you are in mine right now. Get comfortable again. We're going to sink into a bit of a meditation again. I know. Yay! You can just relax. It's like the shavasana at the end of a yoga session. We have come through a period where a lot of stuff has come up, it's been stirred up. Old memories, old emotions, maybe even old people circling back. And there is a lot of vibrational shifting that is going on. A lot of us are leveling up. And so resonance is taking care of a lot of that, the movements out and away, we could say, from you, and the movements toward you. But it is possible that you have taken a look, a proverbial look or a feel, in this last while, and thought to yourself, oh my, like I'm aware of a lot of cords and old response patterns, old habits. And perhaps we have gone into a greater response pattern wherein we attempt to apply old energy tools or solutions, overlay focusing perhaps, becoming myopic in our singular attention on that particular issue as we perceive it as an issue, and on, meaning we slip back into primary identification with the human aspects, the human construct. And from that place then, we become one who grasps at a state of being that we do not feel we have, or more aptly, we are. So let us remember together now, shall we? And as always, you don't have to do anything. You have done enough, just for now. Oh, there is still more to do, of course, but just for now. You have done enough. The work that you have done on yourself, it is enough. The light that you are holding and anchoring and radiating from your higher levels, my dear sweet master of light, if you could see that just for a moment, you would never again have a thought of, I haven't done enough, or I am not enough. So just for now, nothing to do. No state of being to grasp for. There is simply the breath. You and I breathing together right now. That is enough. Your perfect heart, the stargate, the prism through which the light of Source anchors itself as you. I promise you that is enough. Sink back into the embrace, the collective fabric of your brothers and sisters of light, masters of frequency. We have created this container for these times. Do you think we just created this group a few months ago? No. These patterns of love and support and alchemy and transmutation, they were laid into the quantum field eons ago. Ah, yes. You're starting to remember now. And by that I mean you just open just a little tiny bit. Your coordinates in the quantum field are shifted, and now there's a little more space in your physical body. Oh, that's so good. Space is so good. And now the body welcomes the breath, and the breath pours into the body. And you now, you begin to remember. Remember energy and light. Remember frequency and consciousness that comes together, that holds in a particular pattern. That we call a cell. And that cell holds the patterns and the codes for you, the blazing, radiant perfection of you in this lifetime, light, frequency, energy, consciousness. Holding together now in patterns of cells, experiencing being your organs. Source, creator, light, experiencing being your bones. The lungs that open to receive the spaciousness of breath, and the breath that fills them Remember, this body of love that holds together so that you can anchor your light codes on this planet in this ascension time, right now. Remember the myriad vertical ascension columns that are a part of your greater construct for this life journey. Remember these vertical ascension pathways. There are cords of light and tubes of light and pillars of light and columns of light. They are enfolding, let's say, the diameter of your spinal column. They are the diameter, let's say, of the crown of your head. There is a larger one that is about the width of your shoulders. Feel that. Remember the light that moves through you along these vertical pathways, energizing, tuning, activating, and connecting. Do you remember now? What is it connecting you to? Well, let's play with this a little bit. Imagine that your vertical energy columns and pathways, follow it with your awareness, with your imagination, if you will. Follow it up and up and up. And feel our solar sun. Feel the greater ascension stargate of our solar sun, which connects to our galactic sun, and to the central sun and the great central sun. All of the sun portals and the light frequencies and codings and activations that come through them. Imagine that your vertical ascension columns connect to that. Yes, the sun, our sun. And feel those channels and pathways now. They open up, and those light codes begin to pour down. And now those vertical ascension columns, let's follow them down now, as we would say, down. Follow them down, out through the bottom of the body, and into the earth. You're going to follow them down to the center of the earth, the crystalline core of the earth. You're going to connect them to a crystal cave in the center of the earth. And in this way, you are setting the intention to connect to, in the old ways, we would say ground into. That's an old energy construct, but we can say that. You're going to ground into and anchor into the crystalline core of fifth dimensional Earth, five density Earth. And you're going to feel that crystalline consciousness. You could almost hear or feel this powerful thrum of energy from that crystal cave, the massive crystalline stalactites and stalagmites in this cave. So much power and frequency. So many ascension codes here for the activation of your own crystalline grid system in your body. So now, Master, you are aware that you are connected to the sun. You see, you are not connecting to the sun. You are already connected via your vertical pathways, and you're already connected via your vertical ascension columns to the fifth dimensional crystalline core of the earth. You are simply, we are simply now together remembering that. And you can feel the energy shift now. And now, begin to remember the geometric lights, configurations, the grids around your body. I say around your body, but they are massive. The body is like a tiny little, it is like your little pinky finger just hovering inside of these massive fields of geometric patterns of perfection. Blazing light codes expressed in a kind of template or grid form. Sensing that. And if you do not necessarily see that clearly, you might not see geometric patterns. You might just get a sense or a knowing of fields of light. Highly conscious light. And because light is information, now your current time, your little human physical body, which is actually those cells of light, frequency, energy, and consciousness. It is now receiving more information from all of this light that you are now more consciously plugged into. And now remember the stargate of your heart. Like a sun blazing with light, radiating forth in all directions. Now, you're going to imagine this, and it does. It looks, there's a sort of shimmery, a radiance as though it is a star that is, we would say, shining. And what we are seeing in part is the fact that this center, this ascension stargate, is radiating light, your light codes, your light signature, and it is receiving simultaneously. And that is why it appears to have that sort of that shimmer, that sparkle. That center is receiving and transmitting right now. And that field alone enfolds your entire body effortlessly. Good. Now, allow your awareness to go up, slide up your ascension columns one more time. Just go up a little bit above you, your sense of self. Go up and imagine your higher self. You might sense or experience it as a sphere of light. You might sense or experience, or perhaps you can imagine it as a sort of light body version of you. It is larger. It is just brilliant in its effulgence. You're going to give permission. You're going to just observe as it is going to begin to sink down. Perhaps you are rising up. There is a merge happening. Your columns are open. Your vertical ascension columns are prepared. Your nervous system has just gone through an upgrade that is part of the major or minor upheavals that you've been experiencing recently. Pathways have been cleared. I promise you. Now, this light body aspect of self, this higher self, you can just feel it, sense it, imagine it merging with you. You rise into it. You're calling it to you through your frequency now. Your shifted frequency, your up-leveled vibrational set point now. Good, you got that. Now the light body comes down, feel it over the head, pouring into, just suffusing every cell. It is like the cells of your current time physical body are remembering now. Ah, yes. This is what we are. As that light body pours down, that frequency, those information bundles into your shoulders now, your chest, your arms, down into the heart, this sort of light, this expanded light version of you, it settles down, it sinks down, until it locks in completely. It is a complete match now to your body. There is an aspect of this that is going to be instantaneous in its integration. And there are going to be aspects that perhaps you will notice take a little bit of time for your current time, physical, mental, emotional, basically the human construct aspects to integrate this and to integrate the shifts that you've gone through in the last short while. And now, anything that has arisen through this last wave of, well, some aspects of self will consider it upheaval, really. Any lingering cords or density bundles, distortion patterns, anywhere throughout the human construct aspects of your being. They are going to simply dissolve now. In this higher light embodiment. We are in an interesting phase, which perhaps will go on for some time, wherein our work now is largely the work of remembering who you are, of identifying with that aspect of you, light identifying rather than self-identifying, meaning small s self, the way the Buddhists would differentiate small s self from big s self. We're going to eventually move beyond the concept of self entirely. But for now, light identify rather than self identify. More and more and more. That is our work. And even that can be effortless at times, in that it is simply a shift of focus and attention just remember.